It's amazing. I saw I was going to have you on, and we're going to talk about North Korea and what's going on over there. And then I realized, with our security, you know, I read a lot about what's going on. We didn't even know for 48 hours that Kim Jong-il had passed away. And usually CIA, usually security, finds out stuff pretty quickly, or they know, or there's some chatter on the internet that they picked up. It is so secretive in that country and so isolated that how do we know what's going on? Doesn't that worry you at this point?
It's not that much of a surprise because the intelligence failure here has been replicated. We didn't know about the North Korean reactor being built in Syria, if you'll recall.
Oh, exactly right.
And we didn't know about their uranium enrichment program. In other words, they've got a two-track development of nuclear weaponry. And we just learned about the second track. So there have been a number of things they've been able to suppress. One of our great finds was their propaganda minister, Hwang Jung-yap. He defected, in 2003, I had an opportunity to interview him and talk with him about the situation in North Korea. And he told me a number of things, but one of the things he has said about this young man who is going to come to power is that he said he never read books about Marxism, he never read about history, he was interested in spying and military coups, and he was interested in dictatorship. In other words, he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps. So that's interesting, and we do know that.
Well, and again, we're guessing, because experts guess. Boy, you sound like you got the inside track. And also, I wonder, when a defector talks to you, though, don't they want to impress you with how much information they have? How do you know that what they're telling you is truth, not truth? So they add value to who they are.
Well, the reason we know about this particular defector is that he was very old. He was the propaganda minister for both the father and the son, and now we're looking at the grandson, right? He also, he was important because the regime rounded up all of his extended family members and shipped them off to the gulag after he escaped through China.
Boy.
And according to Wang, the man in charge of that was this boy. I mean, and subsequently they tried several attempts on his life. Apparently this young man was given the green light to sort of plan that by his father. So obviously he's been brought up in a way that assures that he's much more like his father. These two older brothers that were passed over, one was a playboy and the other was addicted to video games. So we're sort of stuck with a bad seed here.
Wow. You know a lot about this guy. So what do we do? And I'm reading an article that says, in a presentation last year, a military strategist warned that the United States needed to study all possible outcomes as a complete collapse of the nuclear armed regime could trigger a crisis that we haven't seen since World War II. We don't even know how many nukes they have. To your point, I think last year a Stanford University guy was given that tour of their plant, right?
Right.
And then
right.
We went, wow, we didn't know there was a plant.
The second plant.
Do
yeah.
we even know how many nukes they have?
No, it would be something of a guess. But what disturbs us most about the regime is not just its ICBMs. And now it has developed road mobile ICBMs that are capable of hitting the United States. That's a problem. But they proliferate. They sell this stuff to Pakistan and to Iran. So it's a rogue regime with concentration camps, and on top of it, this habit for hard currency of selling whatever they develop in the way of weaponry. So this is a reason why I think we should cut off food aid to North Korea. I think that, frankly, we should go up against their clandestine and their illicit activities that they're involved in to try to bring them hard currency. They do a lot of shipping of contraband or illegal drugs. All of that should be shut down in order to try to squeeze the regime. Right now is a good opportunity to take advantage of the discontent that's in the countryside. And
is there, okay, I got to ask you, let me ask you about that. Because, I could talk to you all day on this. You really know your stuff. Talking to Congressman Ed Royce. Shutting them down, though, and I'm not disagreeing or agreeing, shutting them down, you got a starving population. And people cut up Kim Jong-il because of the hair and the glasses and the shoe lifts. This was one of the most successful dictators in history. Because these people are so repressed that they can't even form an uprising because they're starving. So why do you think there's hope to even compare this on any level to an Arab uprising or a push to oust the regime when you can't even congregate as three people because somebody will report you that you're a group and you'll be taken away?
The defectors I've talked to have said that, yes, they support, he has support in the capital, right?
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen in the capital city of Pyongyang. But at the same time, they say that because of the ability to get hard currency in, you know, anytime we give food aid, they convert it on the Pyongyang food exchange into hard currency, or anytime they're able to, you know, sell some contraband and get money in, they use it, for example, to buy on the black market gyroscopes from Japan for their missile system. So what we hear is that the best approach to shut down their military so he can't pay the generals is to shut down the access to the subsidy that the West gives them, ostensibly to, you know, try to support the population. But that gets converted into that food aid usually goes both to the military and to
so they don't see it anyway. The people don't see it. So okay,
people don't see it
because of limited time. Mm-hmm. What are the consequences when you do the Ben Franklin ledger sheet of pluses or minuses? Mm-hmm. What are the minuses with China and other countries we need to worry about that are supporting North Korea?
China is not going to help us on this because China doesn't want to see a unified Korea under South Korean leadership, right? So they're going to continue to put up with the bad behavior of North Korea because they don't want, you know, a Western ally on their border.
Right.
But that said, it's in the countryside, people are becoming increasingly of a mind that they want to change the regime.
So are they getting it? Do they get any communication from outside the country?
All of the radios now that are moved into the country, people trade up there on the border with China, and these little radios that people are listening to, I had legislation not just to cut off the food aid, but also to broadcast more into Korea, North Korea, so that they actually find out, you know, not only what's wrong with their regime and what's going on in the rest of the world, but also what I'd like us to do now is to basically say that this transition is illegitimate, that this young man should not be taking power, that there should be a change in governance and a move towards the, you know, people's rights in the country. This is an opportunity to do this in a non-confrontational way through broadcasting in the Korean language all over the country,
right,
because
so
now everybody has those radios.
Since we've got 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
Who's listening to you, since you sound as knowledgeable as anybody I've talked to on this?
Oh, well, you know, I got my amendment through the House side here. My colleagues have listened to me on the House side. It was watered down a little bit in the Senate, but we've got a little disagreement with the administration. The administration is pushing forward with food aid. I think that's a mistake.
But didn't it just drop out? I thought that it was canceled. The food wasn't.
Well, we're having that little discussion right now. I'm on the side of the ledger that's trying to keep it out. The administration would like to reboot it, restart it. I'm trying to get them focused instead on the radio broadcasting because, you know, that was very effective in Eastern Europe,
absolutely,
in East Germany.
Absolutely.
I want to see that kind of effective broadcasting into North Korea because I think there's no other long-term solution except to try to bring to power, you know, we've got to get away from this family. Kim Jong-il, Kim Il-sung, and now the son, these are all really bad actors, and we need change in the government over there.
Edward.